Welcome to Tales from the Crypt Season 3, Bigger, Badder, and Stickier. By joining us today, you have been officially upgraded to Crit Cat status. So welcome to the club. Tales from the Crit is an actual play podcast where we focus on smaller story arcs from some of your favorite RPGs, as well as some of the less known or obscure ones. We also play some highly narrative tabletop board games and also some micro RPGs. All of those feature a revolving cast of players, so you're going to see a lot of variety there. And as always, I am your host and your Crit Keeper, Riley Groves. We're so glad to have you here with us today. Now let's get into the episode. Content warnings can be found in the description. Welcome back to Tales from the Crit. I am at the table with my good friends, AK, Tim,
Howdy,
and Connor.
Hello, hello, hello.
They are reprising their roles as Raekwon Starks, Spuddy Spud Buddy, and Dave, the double stack, here on today's episode where we're going to continue playing Wendy's Feast of Legends. I'm excited. That's good. Somebody else is solid. Good job. Before we get started there, before we jump back in, I've got three cards in front of me, and I'm going to give you guys the choice to pick if you want to answer about your past, your present, or your companions. Not individually. Everybody decide on one, and we'll ask the same question to the whole group.
Past, present, or companions?
Yes.
Present.
Yeah, I think present is also my vote.
All right. Let's do present.
It's like a gift.
All right. This question is about your present. What is something about yourself that you are sure will never change?
Us or our characters?
Your characters. Nobody cares about us as people. They only care about the Wendy's characters that we are portraying.
Well, Dave knows that he will never change and never sacrifice the way of the fresh, never frozen beef. It will be fresh always for him. Can't stand frozen. That's why I don't trust the Frosties, because that's a little bit too close to frozen for Dave.
Okay.
I think that Spuddy will never truly be able to not enjoy the flavor of his own kind.
Okay.
I think we all knew that.
Yeah, kind of fucked up. But, all right.
Raekwon Starks will never not be the man. And he will always cry by himself.
Okay. He will. He is a very strong man who only cries by himself to help reinforce the image of how strong he is.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Very strange. All right. Let's go over the buffs that we got from today. Connor brought everybody's Wendy's order with them. So everybody is going to get advantage on their rolls today. Actually be only attack rolls that you get advantage on.
Nope, that makes sense.
So we're going to change that from last time because went back, reread the rules for like the third time, you know, made more sense of them. But with that, let's see, who had a Baconator? Or you had Baconator fries? No, you had a Baconator. Baconator fries.
Who had one fries?
I had a double cheeseburger.
You're going to gain a +1 to your strength for the day.
Nice.
AK, you had a chicken item, right?
Yeah, chicken nuggets.
All right, you're going to get a +1 to your arcana for the day.
Cool.
That's good for you. Connor, what did you have?
I had a double stack and some fries and chicken nuggets.
Okay, you get a +1 to your strength, +1 to your arcana, and a +1 to your intelligence. And because Connor also bought me Wendy's, I had some nuggies and fries, and I will give everybody an additional plus one arcana and an additional plus one intelligence for the day as well, because I am a kind and benevolent GM, and I appreciate snackies.
We needed to have the full experience, you know?
Absolutely. There's nothing in here for treating your GM well. And so I wanted to give you guys all that. And one additional, I'm going to give everybody a luck point today. And this is has nothing to do with Wendy's Feast of Legends. This is just my own New Year's gift. And the way that luck point is going to work, you can use it after you roll, claim that you want to use it. I'll give you my favorite luck coin. And you either succeed with a triumph or fail with a big whoops. So, those are the stakes for that as well. So that is on the table. Hopefully you guys won't need any of that. You'll just roll really well and win and not die.
That's the plan.
Really close last time. So let's avoid that.
Definitely going to avoid that.
Yeah.
That's why we got all the snacks.
Yeah, we're actually going to jump right back into the adventure. And you guys had just defeated a grumble and two hunger pangs, and were able to take a rest. I believe you guys had a feast, and you guys just recovered all your HP. But we do still find ourselves in the middle of the French Fry Forest.
We stopped for our feast in like a clearing. Is there only one way out of this clearing?
As you guys are sitting there after you defeated the grumble, there does seem to be a part of the wall that opens up, similar to how every other, you know, part of this maze of plants has acted. It presents you with one opening. The only other, I guess it would be entrance, but it's actually, yeah, it was the one you guys came through. Nice. The stone door that is all covered in vines, so there is only one way out.
It closed back up after we came in.
Yeah, did not let you back out.
That's good. The forest was like, okay, they're done eating now. Here's the way forward.
It's almost as if the forest really wants your help.
Especially Spuddy's.
All of Spuddy's buddies.
At no point did I think that this was something asking for help. It really felt more like an attack.
Due to all the attacks.
We're being forced into all of these battles. The forest is sending the wrong message. That's all I'm saying.
Well, now that we are feeling nice and rested, it is probably time for us to move further along.
Agreed.
I agree as well. We should proceed through the newest clearing here, down the path.
As you head down the path, it feels familiar, yet different. The leaves and the branches continue to writhe around you as you walk, and about 20 feet ahead, to the right of the party, to the right of you guys, is another stone door. The inscription here simply reads, "Absolutely no entry." Beyond that, the path continues and curves out of sight to the left.
Let's go through the door.
Should we try and go through this door? we push on the door.
You push on the door, and you hear a slight hum, but nothing happens.
We should have knocked. I knock on the door.
Nothing happens.
Was it the sound of a creature humming or more of a mechanical hum?
More like an arcane hum.
Well, this is certainly a new sound for us. It seems much more intricate than some of these wild beasts that we have had to fight.
I agree. It does sound much different than the pangs of hunger that we've been experiencing thus far. Should we try more forcefully with the door? Or should we proceed on?
We should check for traps. Poke it with a stick or something.
I'm going to extend my spatula out and try more to push the door further open.
Yeah, nothing happens.
Okay.
I think we need to breach it.
Maybe we should just go on.
The absolutely no entry sign kind of blinks 3 times in red.
Oh, well, I have always appreciated a good sign. Perhaps we should just keep walking.
You guys want to keep walking?
All right, well, this door is not going to budge, so let's just proceed on a little bit.
Beyond that door, the path continues for about 30 more feet. Then it begins to curve sharply to the left before straightening out. There are multiple side rooms on the path ahead, alternating sides about every 20 feet.
So we can check each door as we come to it, or we can just try to move on through and hope nothing comes out of those doors.
I say we just run wildly right into the first door with abandon. Recklessly.
All right.
You run into the first room recklessly, and it's on your right, and it's fairly empty, actually, and just features a long, dead tree. And the tree has a hole in the side of it.
Is the tree very long and dead, or has it been dead for a long time?
It is long dead. Long dash dead. It has been dead for a very long time.
Dead for a long time. Okay.
Might be long, too, and thick, but dead.
Okay.
To the tree.
Well, this might actually be one of our best plans ever. I think that we should rush blindly once more.
Into the hole of the tree.
We were so intimidating. The tree just died a long time ago.
It never saw us coming.
Someone stick their appendage in their hand in the hole in the tree.
I'll do it. We'll reach in.
Upon further inspection, Raekwon, you find 4 gold coins.
Sick.
In the tree.
What is it with all this free stuff that's just in places it should never be?
It's the forest's collection, and it's, you know, bringing it to us to encourage us to keep moving forward.
Oh.
Like, we're sorry that you keep running into these bad guys, but here's some lost change.
Okay. I can get behind this idea.
All right. We must move on to the second room.
Should we use the same tactic?
Might as well.
Way ahead of you. He's just running.
All right. You run into the next room. And similarly, there's a dead tree standing in the middle of this room again with a hole in the side of it.
All right, my turn.
And I put my hand in the hole.
All right, you reach in and you feel something papery.
I look into the hole.
Your French fried hand is grasping onto what looks to be an old note.
I pull the note out.
You read it. It's nearly illegible. It's nearly illegible. And reads, he lies. He lies ahead. He is ready. He is hungry.
Oh, no.
Oh, I read said letter.
Maybe we adjust protocol for room number 3.
Agreed.
That sounds good. We can be cautious on this side. It worked out good twice in a row. Scary note. Sounds like we should be more cautious.
Very foreboding.
We gently approach the next door.
All right. The next room is on the right and is about 20 feet further down from the one you're at. And as you approach, you hear shuffling and a familiar snarl.
Ugh. So before we get to the door.
Flashbang.
I get down on the ground and I'm like, you know, crawling forward and just stick my head so I can just see around the corner of the door.
You peer around the corner and looking back at you is 2 hunger pangs who rush out the door. Everybody give me initiative rolls, please.
Ooh. That's a 2.
I just completely did not roll in the dice thing I asked for earlier. I got a 12.
11.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. I was supposed to add something to that, aren't I?
Not to initiative.
Oh, bummer.
The first pang runs straight out the door and tries to take off your head. However, Dave, it completely misses, and it comes stumbling out of the doorway, tripping into the hallway in front of the whole party. Spuddy, you're the next one to react. What do you do?
Okay. Dave's still on the ground?
I mean, as much as he was before.
So kind of just splayed out. All right. Spuddy's going to grab his feet and just like full on just try to rip him back from the doorway. Just like slide him right behind him on the ground.
Okay.
Get him out of the way.
Sure, you can just do that.
Cool. I do that.
Okay.
Just rip him away real quick.
We'll call that your action. You still have a bonus action if you want to,
help him to his feet.
Okay. You are now standing. Good moves, buddy. Raekwon, you're the next one to react. You just saw this, you know, creature fly out, and then your buddy Spuddy helped up. Dave, what are you going to do?
I'm going to throw my knife at him.
At Dave?
At Dave. And Spuddy.
I had a clear shot.
What are you doing?
I didn't think you'd stand up.
All right, roll a d20. With advantage, the first attack roll of the game, so make sure you're taking advantage for your Wendy's feasting earlier.
Six.
Six is your highest?
Yes.
All right. You throw your knife down and it goes clamoring down the forest floor past the pang. The second pang comes around the corner of the door and attempts to snatch Dave with its jaws, but it misses, gnashing wildly. So now both pangs are in the hallway with the three of you. And Dave, it's finally your turn.
All right, I'm going to hand Raekwon my spoon. Here you go.
Okay, call that a bonus action.
I'm going to attack the closest hunger pang with my spatula. That's a 14.
A 14 definitely hits. Don't forget to add your plus one, because you are proficient with your spatula.
Yep, yeah. I don't add the strength to that roll, right? Like, if I have a plus one to strength, that just is my normal strength thing.
I thought you rolled with strength, too. Is that not right? Because you attack with grace when you're throwing weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be...
plus strength, right?
Spatula type, heavy. I'm assuming, yeah, I'm definitely assuming strength.
I believe that's what we did last time.
Okay, well, I have a plus three to strength right now because of that Wendy's.
Feels right.
Okay, yeah, because the strength number gives you the bonus and you add the bonus to the rolls. Okay, yeah, so then it's a 17. Sorry.
No worries. Okay.
Did you include that plus one for the day's strength of the day?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I had to do a little more math. I was like, wait a minute. I got all these pluses written on this sheet.
All right, a 17 definitely hits.
Okay. Oh, shit, I forgot. I need a deep... 10? So that's 1 damage.
And the special doesn't do D10 plus 1? It's just 1?
Just 1 D10.
Awesome. Okay.
It was on the 7 and then rolled down to the 1.
You kind of just like pat this hunger pang with your spatula. It really doesn't do too much. It seems relatively unfazed. However, it takes the opportunity to attack back at you. Does a 16 beat your AC?
Yes.
One of these pangs jumps onto your arm and gnashes down with its jaws, doing 4 HP damage.
What a jerk.
Spuddy buddy.
All right, I'm going to turn to the one next to me and try to drive a toothpick into its ribs. It's a 16. Is there something I'm adding to that or no? First roll?
Yeah, it'd be strength if you're stabbing it.
Oh, okay. 19.
All right. You also have advantage. So if you did want to try for that...
Nat 20,
you can.
16 again.
All right. So that's another 19. So roll your damage.
Oh, it went out of the thing.
Mm-hmm, it sure did. Wouldn't matter, though.
No, nope, it's a 1.
Okay. And you're stabbing the one that just bit Dave or the other one?
Are they both right next to me? I thought there was just...
Yeah, they're both right there now. One's just hanging on to Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to stab that one.
Okay. And 2 attacks. That one has taken a extremely small amount of damage. The other one remains unharmed. Raekwon, it's up to you, man. What are you doing?
How far away is my knife?
It's probably a good 5-10 feet past the hunger pangs, but you do have Dave's spoon as well. Don't forget.
I can throw that.
I think you can throw it.
The spoon is throwable, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right. Don't forget to add your grace to your roll.
12.
All right. Plus your grace. Did you add that?
Yeah.
All right. On a 12 is a hit. So you throw the spoon. How much damage does the spoon do, Connor?
1d4.
All right.
2.
And which one are you aiming for?
The one that hasn't been hit yet. That's a 3, actually.
Most damage with the spoon.
Yeah, single most damage done so far this session. So great job. All right, you hit this one with the spoon, and you send it back a couple feet. It's pretty much right next to your knife now and a few feet away from Dave and Spuddy. And it comes rushing down the hallway. Does a 9 beat either Dave or Spuddy's AC?
Negative.
I finally got to say it. Where on the paperwork is... Where's the AC? Because I've been trying to find
it. It's defense. It should be like almost on the second from the bottom.
Defense is AC.
Yeah, sorry. Forgot to call it the right thing. Your defense.
Okay.
What's your defense?
No, for? That's great. That means I am remembering it correctly. I just forgot which words Wendy's changed. So I have a 13 plus 1.
Okay, so you definitely don't get hit. So this other Pang that just got hit with the spoon comes charging down, missing both of you guys, and is actually really close back to you now, Raekwon. And it's Dave's turn.
If I turn around to hit the one that's coming at Raekwon, am I going to get cheap-shotted?
No, it's pretty close.
Okay. Then I'm going to turn to strike that one with my spatula. It's a 21.
21 definitely hits, for sure.
I get feast mode for that?
You know, it doesn't feel like you should.
I also agree that it doesn't feel like I
Although it also feels cheap to be like, oh, I got above a 20, so no.
Okay, well, I still rolled a 0, so that's 10 damage.
All right. 10 damage to the one that just ran by you?
To the one that ran towards Raekwon. When that 0 came up, I was like, how? No.
Why does it do no damage? You spin with this other one still attached to your arm, and you smoke the one running down the hallway completely, and it dies and crumples up at Raekwon's feet, just kind of sliding in and touching his little tiptoes. And it is out of initiative, so that makes it Spuddy's turn.
All right, so there's still one that's, like, right next to me.
It's still on Connor's arm. Or not Connor. It's still on Dave's arm. He's just spinning around with it. Cool. Being a real beef barian.
I'm going to try to stick it again. 9.
You have advantage.
Oh, every time?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is a good day. 13.
13 hits.
Awesome. 1. I hate these toothpicks. So much.
They are not the highest damage doing. So this, you guys are really poking away at this one hunger pang.
Literally. If I am getting a new weapon as soon as we get to a store.
Raekwon, it is your turn.
I'm going to run over and get my my knife.
Okay.
And pick up my spoon and toss it to Connor, or Dave, rather.
You're going to toss it to him?
Yeah, that's his.
Okay. So that'll be your bonus action. You can still take a regular action. We'll just say you used your movement.
All right.
Up.
And then I'll, try to throw a knife at the nearest hunger pang.
Okay, the only one that's left is attached to Dave. So do it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to throw a knife at him.
He's got advantage. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
You'd be surprised. 8.
An 8.
With your pluses for grace?
9.
You send this knife, and with Dave swinging wildly with this pang still attached to him, your knife goes whizzing right by him and sticks into the branches right by his head. And his eyes go pretty wide, not expecting a knife to be thrown. But then he calms down a little because this is obviously something that, you know, has happened in the past between all of you guys. So does a 15 beat your defense?
My defense is a 15.
Tie goes to the hitter. Tie goes to the runner. Is that how we've done it? I can't remember.
I also can't remember. I think so.
Yeah, offense.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it that way. That way, you know,
yeah,
works out for you guys too. Not in this moment, though, as the hunger pang clamps down even harder, doing another 3 damage to your arm.
Another 3 damage?
Yep. It is just hanging on there, chewing the life out of you.
It really is. So, is it my turn now?
It is your turn.
All right. Thanks, Raekwon. I'm going to grab his knife out of the wall, and I'm going to try to stab this hunger pang with it. I rolled a 12.
A 12 is successful.
Okay. And that's a d4 for damage for the knife.
Yes.
That's a 2.
The most damage done to this Pang so far, and after 5 hits, it still has over half its health.
So then, since I grabbed the knife with my one hand, I still have the spatula in the other one. Can I come down with my 2 beef patties and attack again?
You can attack with the spatula. You have two-handed fighting, so.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going with the spatula. It's another dirty over 20.
Okay.
19. And 1 damage. Come on.
Okay. Yeah, this thing is still holding on. Spuddy, it's your turn.
All right. I am going to take my toothpick and try to jab it through its foot into the ground. 9.
You jab your toothpick into the ground, but are unable to secure the Pang's foot along with it.
Dave, hold him. He is moving.
He's really squirmy. You guys keep almost hitting me with your weapons.
Raekwon.
Jeez, I don't think I have any weapons.
Just come headbutt it.
Yeah, sure.
Full running sprint, body slam it.
Try to give it the people's elbow.
Okay. Okay.
Run up behind you, get on your hands and knees, and then just push it over you.
17.
Table. 17 is successful.
Table it.
An unarmed attack does 1 damage.
Yeah, just 1.
Can I grab my knife out of the Pang?
Yeah, definitely. Right. We'll call that as your bonus action, so you do have it in your hand. Oh, God, it's going to go again. It's still clamped onto your arm. 17 beat your defense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The hunger Pang clamps down further with its jaws, doing another 5 damage to your arm. Rendered almost completely useless, I think, at this point. But it is your turn. These Pangs are really putting up quite a fight.
Panging my ass.
Yeah, so I'm going to take my spatula and try and, you know, like, use it to just chop this thing off of the grip it has on my arm.
Let's hope that you do.
Let us hope. I got a 16.
16 hits.
Okay, come on, not a 1. Guess what? It's a 1. All right. Does someone have another D10 I can borrow?
Yeah.
All right. Buddy, going into the 5th round of combat against these 2 Pangs.
All right, I'm going to pull my toothpick out of the ground and try again with a 19. And sticking with that 19.
Okay.
2.
Finally, you do enough damage to have this hunger pang release Dave's arm, and it hits the ground and tries to scurry down the hallway the direction that you guys did not come from. But it is Raekwon's turn.
I'm going to try to hit it again with my knife.
Back of the head.
Let's see it.
I'm going to aim for his butthole.
Okay. Hit that balloon knot.
18.
18 is a hit. Let's see if you can take this thing out.
4. 2.
Luckily, 2 is enough, and you've finally hit this hunger pang right in the old chocolate starfish as it goes running down the hallway, and it tumbles. And you can see just really, like, from a bunch of small wounds, it's kind of bleeding all over the place, and it lets out its final groan as its life leaves its body.
You, like, paper-coated it to death?
Really did.
It's got the most, like, ones. I rolled 1 every time at that one.
You guys took 9 hits to take out something that had 12 HP. Oh. That's 3 full round of combat. God damn.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It does not really give me so much hope about the future of this game, but you guys are clear of danger at this moment.
That was a close one there, Dave.
It really was. I barely got any of this left arm left. Just flopping at my side.
You guys don't have anything for your health, right, besides stopping and taking another snack or meal?
There are specialty items.
There are.
Does that count as a full meal? Or is that like a health potion?
It's more like a health potion. So the specialty items you can use in combat, take a short rest or a long meal or whatever, a feast. You don't have to consume anything. That just happens. But there's like three items, right, that act like as health potions.
Lemonade, strawberry lemonade, chicken nuggets.
Okay. Did offer last time, the way that our inventory system works, you guys just spend gold that you have and remove one of your check marks. I don't remember how many I gave you guys.
Five.
So you could burn an inventory slot and some gold to grab some of those things or pull them out of your pack if you wish. If not, then you guys just tell me what you want to do.
Connor, do you need a specialty item? Or we could do a short rest and just...
I mean, I have one HP left.
Yeah, we have to do something. Do we want it to be an item or the other one?
I have 24 gold, so I could buy, I could have a strawberry lemonade. So let me roll 1d12. I'll get a 1 again.
New house rule, we re-roll ones on health potion items, because that just sucks.
That's benevolent.
I'm in a good mood today.
How are your guys' health?
Nobody else took any damage.
Okay. Nope. I'm just going to take the 10.
Not a scratch on me.
And the check mark off. So we'll take one of those off.
And you did most of the work on that one.
I was just like, miss. kind of hit you.
Okay. So I'm going to roll a d12. This one has 12 sides. And I got 10.
All right.
I can live with that.
Okay.
Literally.
Well, that was a much tougher skirmish than I had anticipated.
Yes, especially considering that we just woke up.
Gold, almost dead.
Yeah, not too great.
We should investigate the room that they came from. Perhaps there is another note.
That is a good idea. We, collect our weapons from the floor that we may have thrown or lost and proceed into the room that these things came out of.
You walk in and you see two adorable little hunger pang nests where they must have been curled up, taking a little snooze before they were awoken by three fools running down the hallway, yelling at trees before.
Mm-hmm. I kick the nest.
One gold piece comes tumbling out of one of the nests.
Nice.
I stomp on the other nest repeatedly.
You hear the agonizing screams of several baby hunger pangs.
It's what they deserve.
Coincidentally, that part is not in the Wendy's Feast of Legends story, but it still happened.
No lemonade dispensers in here, unfortunately, so...
Funny thing about the French Fry Forest, very few anything dispensers inside. With that, where are you guys headed?
We're headed home. We're done.
Yeah, you guys leave. whole thing's doomed.
All right. So we got two more doors left or one more door left that we can see?
20 feet up on the left, right?
There is one more door 20 feet up on the left, and then... about 25 feet down past that, there's another door on the right.
All right. So as we approach this door on the left, I'm going to use my spatula to...
As we approach it quietly.
Before we get there, I'm going to take the head off of one of these hunger pangs with my spatula. And I'm going to... Should I launch it into the door? It was my plan.
I love this idea.
Okay.
We're either asserting dominance... Or they're going to want to kill us because we murdered their dad or something.
Yeah, that'll cloud their judgment. Mm. So yeah, I get up close to the door and just kind of sidearm this head through it.
All right. You hear the head make a squishy kind of hollowish thud as it hits something in the middle of this room. But you don't hear any other noises past that. No shuffling, no groaning, no moaning, no anything.
Well, I proceed to stand in place, like, at the ready with my spatula for much longer than seems necessary. Just waiting for something to come out.
I'll take lead on this one. I'll crawl down and just...
pop a French fry.
Inch my way forward to see if I can see anything.
Okay. As you...
inchworm, like an inchworm.
As you inchworm your way into... being able to see into this room, there's just a lone tree stump sitting in the center of this room.
It's another long dead tree.
Okay, that's good.
And I
help Spuddy up.
Hey, thank you.
Well, I guess we can go investigate this stump. This one's just a stump, no tree.
This is just a stump, no tree.
Oh.
Well, I could really take a seat. Dave proceeds to go in and make sure there's no spikes on top of the tree and sits down if it's safe.
All right, you sit down after investigating and seeing no spikes sticking up out of the tree. You do see that kind of stuck in the stump's edge is a small metal triangle. Two of the edges are smooth, while one of them is pretty jagged.
I wonder if this is the piece from that sign back in town that was missing a corner. You're talking about cutting corners.
It does look like that's exactly what it is.
Well, I'm going to pick that up and put it in my satchel.
All right.
If this is what you think it is, how did it end up all the way out here?
That is a good question. Maybe we'll find the answer further down this hallway.
Maybe it is him, that thing that waits for us.
He was so hungry he tried to eat part of the sign. After we spend another 10 or 12 minutes in here while I chain smoke cigarettes, we proceed down the hallway.
All right, another 25 feet down the path, it leads to a second door on the right. This room, this is actually the third door on the right. I don't know why it says second. Leads to a third door on the right. This room, unlike the others, contains a large clearing, roughly 150 feet across. There are four tall, ancient trees standing in a square around the circle, like the natural pillars of nature's great hall. As the last of the party members enter, the forest seals the door shut behind you guys, similar to how it has acted every other time you've moved from one section of this forest to another. A breeze picks up and blasts through the room, shaking leaves and branches around you. The great beast, Hunger, whose magic now controls this forest, swoops down on frayed and weary wings. The beast has two large, curved horns upon its head, and its eyes are sewn shut, though it sees perfectly. It reeks the stench of desperation. You guys should roll initiative right now.
Nat 20.
What a waste.
Nat 19.
A 7.
With a loud snarl, this gigantic hunger comes flying down into the three of you and lands right before it smashes into you. Spuddy, you react quicker than anybody else and take the first attack.
So it's action. right in front of us?
It is, yeah, you can get to it pretty quickly. A few steps away.
Okay. I am going to move to flank. Well, I'm going to move to its left-hand side so that we're not all in one easy-to-hit group. I'm going to kind of just try to spread out. And as I'm going to move over and then throw my toothpick.
Okay, make me an attack roll.
All right. Is that the one I take advantage on?
Yes.
Hell yeah, brother! That's a 9. All right, here we go. 16 plus 1, 17. Oh, I'm going to launch my toothpick.
All right, let's see it.
A 2! All right.
All right, you throw the first of your toothpicks. You do have several. I believe you had 4 toothpicks before because we said they were like javelins. Okay. You launch the first one, and you stick it into the side of this hunger.
Hell yeah.
Oh, this is straight up hunger.
No, this is the big boy. But it is your turn, Raekwon. You reacted faster than the hunger as well, so it is your turn to do whatever it is that you're going to do.
I'm going to give myself some distance from the hunger within a good 50 feet.
Okay.
Or however far I can run away, and then I'm going to throw a knife at it.
You can move about 25 feet.
All right, so I'll move 25 feet away.
Okay.
7. 8.
That's your highest?
Yes.
All right. You send your knife spiraling through the air, and you watch it clang between this hunger's feet, so it's almost sitting directly under his stomach. at the moment.
Love it.
We're going to have a chat later with maybe Raekwon hasn't found the weapon that suits him best. We're all going shopping.
I know you really, really like the throwing knife, but maybe one that stays in your hands will be better. Or we could put a rope around it.
With Raekwon and Spuddy running in opposite directions around this thing, and...
Oh, no.
And Spuddy hitting it with a javelin, it turns, directing its... attention towards Spuddy. However, in doing so, one of its large wingtips comes and swipes at you, Dave, beating your defense with an 18. I believe.
18 definitely beats my defense.
Oh, boy.
Does 1d12 plus 1 wing damage with its wing swipe. I rolled a 10. It hits you pretty dramatically with this wing, hurling your body closer to Spuddy, and it does 11 damage to you as you crumple up at Spuddy's feet. Right. And are now, I believe, at 0 HP, correct?
Oh, yes. I'm at 0 now.
All right. You are technically unconscious.
Unconscious.
There goes our meat.
Dave!
Gurgle.
I think he's hungry.
Can I use my luck point to, like, try and dodge that?
Do you have dodge as a...
No.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at if there's, like, saving throws.
Without ducking, dipping, or diving? Can I do any of those?
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, or dodge?
If he's near you, you should pick up his back.
Oh.
That hits heavy.
This is a great call, actually, yeah.
Yeah, Dave, since it is your turn, there are no rules listed in here that I can find about making saving throws. How do you feel about making saving throws?
I mean, I can try and save.
All right. So here's we'll use the D&D rules for that. So go ahead and roll a D20. We'll say above an 11 or higher, that's a success. A 10 or lower, that's a failure. So, yeah.
Here we go. It's an 11.
All right, you've got one towards...
So 14. Sorry.
Oh, nice, even better. You'll have one towards recovery.
We should call this the heat lamp roll. Just making sure you don't get cold.
That's right, under the heat lamp. Let's see if the heat lamp's benevolence warmth brings you back to life. Spuddy, you get to do something.
All right, so this dragon is looking at me now.
Yes, and your buddy just crumpled up at your feet.
All right. I would like to scoop up the spatula and charge in to stab the hunger.
All right. It is a two-handed weapon, so you're going to use plus strength.
I've got a plus 3 to strength right now.
All right.
All right, that's an 18.
An 18 plus is 3, successful.
21.
21. 21 is definitely successful, and that's a 1d12. Damage, is that right?
10.
All right. Oop. There's still hope. Take your d10 back.
That's a 6. It would have taken me 6 turns to do that much damage.
Yeah, I mean, if I gave you mine, mine's only been rolling zeros and ones, so.
That first one's great. Does it make a fire? Yeah, well, I'm curious about the math anyway. Not getting sidetracked. Cool.
All right. Yeah, you dive in. We'll even say you do a nice flourishy roll where you like duck and dodge and then stand up and stab it. And it lets out a pretty good shout as you stab into its side. Or like make purchase somewhere in its torso.
Cool.
Raekwon, what are you rake doing?
I don't know. I'm going to run away.
Just doing laps around the clearing.
Taking a defensive posture. Okay. How far do you want to run?
I want to kind of get to Dave and try to smack him awake.
Right on. So I could say, we could do it so that your action could be to run as well as your movement. So you can make it and have a bit of a bonus action. I don't know what you're going to do on that, but you can do something. So you can make it to Dave.
Okay. I'm making it to Dave, though.
Okay. You look down. Dave is crumpled and seems to be fighting for his life, laying on the ground at your feet.
I'm just going to lay down behind him.
It's a good strategy.
You begin to spoon Dave.
Start pulling his body over yours.
He automatically loses his next saving throw.
Sorry, dude.
You're not supposed to move him.
Can't wear his clamshell armor, but I can.
Is that what you're really doing?
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to hide behind him.
Okay. All right. You are hiding behind him, which makes it.
Actually, I don't know if I have any items to help him out with.
You have money, though.
Yeah.
And I don't think you've used anything from your inventory.
Throw the money at the hunger.
Take it all, you bastard.
Everything stops. It just starts dancing real slowly.
Yeah, I got 14 gold and a nug.
A golden nug.
Yeah, well, golden nug.
The golden nug's like solid gold, so.
Can't use that.
I mean, if you force it down his throat, he'll probably choke to death. But the other thing is, if you wanted to spend money and take one off your inventory, you can say you have any of the special items as health potions or any other item that you can think of, really. You just have to spend the equivalent amount of gold.
Okay. Is there, like, a revive?
There's a lemonade, a strawberry lemonade, and chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those will bring him back because they'll give him additional health. But
I'll get a strawberry lemonade.
How much does that cost, Connor? Who has a
pole? 10 gold.
10 gold.
10.
Let's do it.
All right. And how much HP does that bring back?
1d12. Yep.
Okay. All right. You forget about this nice sealed strawberry lemonade you had in your satchel, and you pop the top off and begin dumping it down Dave's throat. Dave, for a moment, you're like, looking back and forth between two paths, one light, one dark, when suddenly you begin to choke on a fluid. It's kind of warm and rather sticky.
Whoa.
But then you taste the immediately recognizable flavor of something sweet rather than salty, and you realize that someone's dumping a delicious strawberry lemonade down your mouth. Please recover 1d12 HP.
That's a 10.
All right. Life comes flooding back into your eyes, and you realize that Raekwon is half hugging you, half pouring liquid into your throat while you lay on the floor.
Thank you, Raekwon.
Well, good to see your eyes again, Dave.
I don't know what happened. I was over there before.
Yay.
And then things just went dark.
You went flying. He hit you with your wing, with his wing.
A chicken wing?
A chicken hunger wing.
You guys watch as the hunger gnashes at Spuddy. Spuddy, does a 12 beat your defense?
No.
You sidestep as this giant blinded creature comes and its jaws snap loudly right where you used to be standing, but you're able to pivot off to the side. Dave, it's your turn. You realize also you have no weapon in your hand anymore, as your spatula is missing.
Well, I've still got this spoon. Spuddy has my spatula, right?
Yeah.
Are you close?
He is right next to the hunger.
Okay. So I'm going to run up to the hunger and spoon it.
Okay. It's okay, big guy. Get in here. You want to be big one or the little one?
That is a natural 20.
Feast yes. mode. All right.
Feast mode with the spoon.
Let's do it.
How much does the spoon do?
Welcome back, Dave.
1d4.
All right, so you automatically do 4.
Plus 1.
All right.
5 damage.
You come up and you smack the spoon into the hunger, and now it looks back and forth. You guys can tell that it can see you even through its eyes that are sewn shut, and you are standing at the front line with your buddy Dave holding your spoon while he thrashes at it with your spatula. And speaking of Spuddy's turn, it is your turn, Spuddy. And you're elated to see Dave run up next to you, even though he's only got his offhand weapon.
Yes, very excited for that. I've already been doing it, so I'm just going to swing at this hunger again. I'm going to again kind of try to step to the side a little bit, so that we're not like right on top of each other. I'm going to swing with that spatula.
Okay.
19 plus 3. 19 plus 3, another 21.
All right. 19 plus 3 is 22.
Yes, it is.
But both hit.
Oh, I rolled the wrong one. I rolled a d4. Get out of here. Let's get some high numbers. All right, a 4.
Okay. You drive the spatula into this hunger's side again, and some black ichor comes spewing out, covering you. It's pretty salty, honestly, so I can't say that you don't enjoy the taste.
Ooh.
But it does howl up into the sky. Raekwon, standing in the back, you have the next opportunity.
All right, I need to gather my weapon, wherever that thing is.
It is still underneath the hunger.
Never mind, then. I'm just gonna... Is Dave still kind of in front of me?
They're both up with the hunger now. You're kind of like, we'll say 15 feet behind them.
Okay. I'm going to run another 25 feet away.
Okay.
I'm going to go, hey, over here, hunger, hey.
All right.
I'm going to whistle at it, but look at me, I look tasty.
Okay. Go ahead and make me a charm roll. This is to attract its attention.
15.
Yeah, Raycon is working it.
Okay. You definitely succeed in getting the hunger's attention as it looks directly at you, and it lets out a loud growl when it does. It flaps its wings twice and leaps away from both Dave and Spuddy and comes flying towards you. Oh, it didn't mean to roll twice, but the 18 it rolled the first time was probably enough. Does an 18 beat your defense?
Yes.
It flies, and it kind of does a really sick aerial maneuver that, like, catches your attention. And you're like, oh, man, what's it doing? And its jaws come right around you, snatching you up, doing 5 damage.
Okay.
And it carries you up into the sky for a moment before dropping you, and you hit the ground near your friends and take another damage.
Oh, just one more?
Just one more.
Okay.
So 6 total.
Down to 2.
Dave.
Getting pretty stressed.
Yeah. Is it in the air still, or did it land?
We'll say after it dropped Raekwon, it landed right next to the 3 of you again.
Okay. Spuddy, can I have that spatula back?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to have the spatula in one hand and my spoon in the other hand. And I'm going to try and swipe at it with the spatula first. I got a 23.
Yeah, that'll definitely hit.
And that's 3 damage there. And then I'm going to come around with the spoon. And that is a feast mode with the spoon.
All right.
And that does another 5 damage.
With these 2 hits, more of this fluid comes flying out of the hunger and kind of starts spraying all 3 of you. It feels gross, and it lets out another loud roar after you do a significant amount of damage to it. Spuddy. Buddy.
All right. I would like to put a toothpick in each hand. Just run and jump and try to just right in the back, step, step.
I don't believe you have 2-handed fighting.
Oh, no, I don't.
You okay. Don't. So you can do it with 1.
Oh, I have that other thing that says I can do whatever.
You can wield whatever.
Fuck. Okay, that's fine.
I can do whatever.
I can do, you know, whatever.
I knew it was close to whatever. Okay, then I'm just going to grab it with both hands and try to... stab it in the back.
All right. So add your strength.
17 plus 3, 20.
Okay.
We're going to stick with that one.
All right.
A 3. I'm going to hold on.
You're holding on to it.
I'm holding on.
Okay.
I want to try to stab it again my next turn. But with 1.
Nice.
Would that work? If I'm holding on with 1, I'm not. I've already done the attack. The second one is doing the attack.
Yeah.
Just more of a hand perch at this point.
Yeah, I would definitely allow that.
Nice.
When you jump into it and stab it, it falters and takes several steps to the side as the impact actually did a pretty good amount of damage to it. And this hunger is looking relatively weak at the moment.
Oh, in that case, I'd like to really try to like make sure I'm doing as much internal like fuckery as possible. All you know, right. Just like really,
just churn some butter in there.
Yeah, jumping up and down on that, just like putting all my body weight on it.
All right, Raekwon.
Am I still weaponless? I believe I am.
You landed really close to your knife, actually. So it is where the hunger used to be. So you could probably scramble and get it at this point.
Is there some of his salty blood around me?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's on you. It's around you. There's a lot of it.
Kind of like dip my knife into the salty blood and aim for his eyeball. Will that like?
I don't know what it'll do, but let's see it.
Okay.
Its eyes are sewn shut, so who knows what it'll do?
What am I doing?
Plus grace.
Grace 12.
You throw your knife, and it goes clanging into the hunger's horns, and kind of droops down its face, and it rolls close back to you, but doesn't seem to do any damage. As you're holding on to the hunger spud, it begins to fly up into the air, and it goes up very high, and then comes straight down, launching itself at both Dave and Raekwon, who are still on the ground.
Can I cheap shot it when it tries to fly away? Turn its back on me.
Go for it.
Do I add my pluses to that?
As a normal attack, yeah.
Yeah, it's a 22.
Okay, that hits.
And does 3 damage.
You hit it as it's going up into the air, and this last hit seems to have thrown it off balance. It looks pretty wobbly as it goes high up and comes crashing down. And it's just completely off the mark, and it misses both you and Raekwon as it hits the ground, doing 9 damage to itself as it crumples into the ground. You're going to take half that, Spuddy, as you just came down from an extremely high height. So you're gonna round up to 5 damage as you come crashing down to the ground as well. However, it lands with a sickening crunch, and all of its movement stops at that point, and it lets out a last bit of noxious gas out into the air that floats slowly up into the atmosphere, and you see the last breaths taken by this hunger as it lays in the ground.
Whew.
Just made it. That was ghastly and certainly not fresh. Do you smell that? What's coming out of it?
That was frozen at some point.
That first hit, really, I didn't even see it. All of a sudden, I was just on the ground. Like,
whew. Yeah, it was scary. I'm glad I revived you. You helped a lot.
It. I'm also very glad. Very appreciative. Thank you, Raekwon.
Yeah, of course.
I really owe you.
Did you notice that it tastes a lot like tamari?
Never met her.
Upon defeating hunger, a strong wind blows from every direction, making the forest a swirl of leaves and branches. All sensations become overwhelming and confusing for just a moment, and then you find yourselves back out at the entrance of the French Fry Forest. Only now, it's as it has always been, a forest full of trees and potato plants. You all have a strange feeling that very little time has actually passed since you first entered the forest.
Dun 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 dun.
I felt like we were walking for a long time. Did we actually go anywhere? Like, how are we back here again? At least we can get back to the city easily.
Seemed like so much happened, but no time has passed.
As you guys sit there and ponder what has just transpired, you feel stronger. You feel more in tune with your bodies. Go ahead and level up to level 2.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's see what that gives everybody. Baconator fries. That's you, Tim, right?
Yes.
Buddy's a baconator fry?
Mm-hmm.
All right. At level 2, you gain snack time, which is a passive effect, and you add +1 to your attack rolls on projectile or thrown weapons.
Oh, cool.
So you're going to be able to keep that going all the time, forever and ever.
That's awesome.
Dave, you are a double stack, right?
Yep.
Level 2, you get the skill Combo Buddies, which is also a passive skill. At any point a teammate is within 10 feet of you, both you and the teammate gain +1 on strength saving rolls. The +1 does not stack with multiple teammates. And Raekwon, as part of the Order of the Asiago Ranch Chicken Club, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You gain the skill Team Crispy. On an Arcana check of 15 or more, you are the source of your team's new thick skin. All teammates within 10 feet of you for the next 3 turns will gain a +2 boost to their defense and a resistance to all non-magical damage.
Welcome, guys.
I'm sorry, what do we get again?
If he completes an Arcana check of 15 or more, all teammates within 10 feet of him for the next 3 turns will gain a +2 boost to their defense and a resistance to all non-magical damage.
All non-magical. That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Just doing what Lorraine taught me.
Lorraine was a good woman.
Or was she?
I don't know. I thought that was the right thing to say. But with that, that is where we're going to end today's session. Congratulations, guys. I really thought that I was going to murder the shit out of you.
It was close.
It was pretty close.
I was scared.
I was scared for you. You weren't doing so hot.
No.
However, it did take an entire turn less to kill the main boss than it did those 2 hunger pangs. So I really think that guy, that fight was a good warm-up for you guys. It was a good test before you took on something much larger. And great job defeating such a fantastic foe.
Yeah, that was actually very scary. Didn't like that.
That was impressive. Scary, but impressive.
I'm impressed. Taking up the spatula was a huge boon for the team. Good job, Spuddy.
Yep.
Good job.
We need to buy him his own now.
I think that gets an MVP award.
Hey. You're
charging in there. Another luck point for you.
Most
on the
valuable
next
potato.
You are the MVP of our hearts.
I forgot about the luck.
Spuddy. It's all right. We're going to carry that into next session because we're going to record that right now. But you guys won't hear that for a couple weeks. So until then, we will
see you next Tuesday.
Episode. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed playing. If you have, go run and tell all your friends so that we can turn as many people into Crit Cats as possible. Tales from the Crit is a Wolfbeard Games audio podcast, and if you like us, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, and head on over to our Instagram page and our YouTube channel. Both of those are at Tales from the Crit Podcast. All right, bye-bye!
Weird.
Nope. That was me.
And they see your head and stomp on it immediately.
They're right there. You stare up at the giant foot.
What's your max HP?
8.
Oh my gosh.
How much health do you have?
11.
Guys, I think this is going to be the last episode of Wendy's Feast of Life.
Oh.